You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting story that was out there. He went and surveyed people regarding their phone because, you know, we all laugh. We laugh. We laugh about the fact that we cannot live without our phones. And it becomes that thing where it's like, oh, my, what do we do back in the day when we didn't have them? You know, you used to have to find a payphone somewhere, right? And you couldn't track things. And I think about directions. Like, I was trying to find something a few days ago, probably middle of last week. And, you know, I had the Maps thing up on my phone and then pulled into my, you know, Apple CarPlay on the dash of the car with a map that's showing me because I'd never been to this place before.
I love the maps. I love them.
And so I had that thought again, which maybe some of you have had too, that do you remember when we had to jot down directions on a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Or somebody would tell you directions, and they always sucked at giving directions.
Yeah.
And anymore, nobody need. There's still people like, hey, can you give me directions? And our response now is like, why?
Put it in your phone.
Just put it in your phone, idiot. But the survey went and asked people, how long could you go without your phone before it drove you nuts? Mm-hmm. And before we give the average response, what's your response?
I know, I'm thinking about this. Like, if I left the house and realized I had forgotten my phone, I would turn around immediately. I mean, I don't want to go 30 minutes without my phone. I really don't. I don't know if I could do it. It's attached to me at all times. I'm always looking stuff up and, you know, replying to stuff on social media, and it would be 30 minutes for me.
Why don't you give me your phone?
No.
I can't get in it. It's locked.
No, I know, but no.
And I'll just put it in, I'll set it over here.
Yeah.
Where you can kind of see it, but you can't get to it.
No.
And let's watch you go slowly crazy.
And I think a lot of people are like me. Your palms start to get a little sweaty. You get antsy thinking about that. I couldn't do it. I rely on it a lot. I had to use the maps feature to get out of the stock show the other day, like try to find some back ways. I was like, how do I get out of here? You know, it's like, thank God for my phone.
Like, so where do you keep your phone?
Like at night?
When you're walking around.
In my back pocket.
Back pocket.
Back left pocket.
Okay, mine's left front pocket.
It's not good.
Oh, wait.
It's too close to your...
I don't care. I'm not having kids anymore.
Your testiculars.
No, that's a myth. It's a myth. But I keep it there. So it's the, I am used to padding both of my front pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Right front pocket, wallet. Left front pocket, phone. And if you ever do that thing where you pat and one of them is like empty, they're both panic inducing, right?
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute, where the hell's my phone?
Yeah.
It's just a pat. It's a quick pat, and it's not there.
Yeah. Did I leave it on the table? Is it at home? Is it in the car? It's the three-point check. It's phone, wallet,
keys,
usually.
Oh, my God. I told you I went to that. There's that restaurant in Buckhead that I like to go to do some writing. And I always park out on the street because I don't want to pay for valet parking at this place. It's a fancy place.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no on-street parking, so I had to do the valet. I'm like, okay, I'll do the valet. I'm only going to be here 2 hours. It's not bad. So I got it, and the guy took the key, and he drove off. And as soon as he did, I patted my pocket, and I was like, crap! My phone was in the car, being taken off by the valet guy.
Bye, phone!
So I'm yelling and waving, and thank God he saw me.
Wow.
I guess in the rearview mirror, and he stopped.
Chasing behind him. No!
And I ran up, and he was looking at me like, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Are you having a heart attack? I was like, no, I think my phone is in the car.
Please, sir.
He's like, oh, yeah, here it is.
It is funny to think about, like, how we survived.
How do we do it?
You know, the convenience of reading, not reading, but, you know, reaching out to your significant other at any time and knowing where they are and messaging them. Nicole, a few days ago, got the alert on her phone that she's got to change her password, like, multiple times a month or whatever because of work security.
Mm-hmm.
And she really wasn't paying attention, and she plugged in a new password and could not remember what the new password was to get into her phone. And it was panic-inducing because it's like you try it, and then it locks you out for 15 minutes. And then you try it again, and then it's 30. And then if you do it again, it locks you out for like 3 or 4 hours. So there was no way to get into her phone. And I eventually had to get into the iCloud and erase her entire phone and do a backup.
Seriously?
To get back into the phone. After hours of research online, it's like, there's no getting back into that if you forget your password.
How much do you want to bet she'll never forget a password again?
I was like, you write it down, for goodness sakes.
That's the hot stove moment, man.
But it's funny, because we were sitting on our bedroom floor last night, folding socks and underwear. We were doing a little bit of laundry, just her and I.
That's a sexy
chatting.
Night, isn't
I
it?
Know, right? And I was talking to her about the Nickelback concert coming to town, of all things, and how I really want to go and I want to check it out. I was like, oh my God, you've got to hear this song called Those Days by Nickelback. And it's a song about nostalgia and growing up in the 80s and 90s. I was like, this is the best song by them ever made. So we listened to it. And then at the very end of it, she's like, I really do miss those days. I hate cell phones. I hate having a cell phone. I hate being so readily available. Went into, you know, how social media has ruined everybody's lives because it's essentially turned into brag book. You've got to post everything. And we had a little back and forth about cell phones last night, like the pros and cons. And I fully agree with her. I think the social media aspect has killed socializing, just face-to-face interaction. Social media is not socializing. It's, I guess the only thing I can describe it is, this is the brag book. You're just going on there to brag about all the great things you've done and cause fights with people politically. That's all it's there for. But then it's like, then I started
puppy
listing
pictures.
The benefits. Well, but puppy pictures, but the maps. Like, I love the maps. I can't imagine not buying movie tickets without using my phone. You know, I've got some tickets here from the radio station for something. They zipped it right to my email. I'm like, that aspect's pretty darn cool.
See,
but I miss just picking up a landline and calling somebody, you know? I do miss that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The thing is, nobody would ever go back. And even Nicole, she would not go back. You can say...
All you want, and I miss it. Yeah,
I miss those days, but no one is, and I say no one, we'll hear from someone who's...
I still have a landline.
Yeah, or it's like, I gave up my cell phone.
And,
you
know,
I'm emailing you this, blah, blah, blah. Yes, but you're rare. I'm saying those are outliers, but it's 99% of people would never turn their phone in. They just wouldn't.
Right.
So in this survey, they asked people, how long could you go without it, without you going out of your ever-loving mind? And the average answer was 5 hours, 11 minutes. That's our maximum.
That seems long to me. Five hours, no way.
If at noon today you misplace your phone, by 5:30, you are going to be going out of your mind.
That's too long.
And 25% of people said they would immediately feel lonely. So that is how they stay, I guess, connected
to the outside world.
With the world is through there, but it's
through the Rock's Instagram page.
But what you and Nicole were saying is also correct. That are you really in touch? Because we are losing the ability for face-to-face communication.
You are, and one of her arguments was, we talked about a lot of nostalgia yesterday. We were reminiscing about stores that were closing down, and Blockbuster was a big one. And that was one of her arguments. She's like, I miss the family aspect of loading the kids up in the car, actually going to a video store, the anticipation of finding a movie, finding one, the excitement of coming home and having movie night. She's like, now you scroll through your TV and you pick one, and it's probably crap.
And the best part,
she misses that.
The best part about this whole conversation, for somebody, an old dog like me, okay, is to be able to sit here and listen to you and Nicole sound old. There's something.
We're not that old yet.
But no, but you're sounding old. But I miss those days of going to the Blockbuster, and it's like, you sound old, but it brings me joy.
Like, I hate that we couch it like that, though. I wish there was some other way of...
What?
Of couching it as not sounding old. It's just...
Can't help it.
It's a better way of living, is what it was. It's experience.
Allow me to say, you do not get that right. Because
as
a teen and a 20-something and even as a 30-something... All you did was make fun of people who sounded old. You cannot get to the point where you sound old and suddenly...
Well, I don't want to sound old!
And suddenly we're going to come up with new ways to phrase it.
I want a new way to phrase it.
You
it
don't
needs
get
to
that.
Happen.
You do not get that right. You cannot poke fun at me for these last 15 years or whatever.
I didn't do that much
poking. And then suddenly say, well, it's okay for me to talk about reminiscing.
Yeah, you're right. Shut up.